SAW Mobile.
Olympia N0TR. Other than about to get blowed away out there, pretty good. I was just getting ready to take over some oatmeal cookies and that Bernice made and some eggs over to the neighbor. How's your day?
In the new exercise room. So we turned one room into an exercise room, and I was looking out the backyard, and those trees were just bending all left, all which way. So, yeah, it is windy out there, very windy. I saw yesterday where the National Weather said it's a fire hazard. It's dry, and winds with gusts up to 30 miles an hour means be careful, because if a fire was to start, it would be hard to put it out.
You're exactly right. It's 62 degrees, but it's 22% humidity, so that's almost like Las Vegas. And the winds are right now, oh, they're variable, but I'm showing gusts to 16. But they said yesterday it was going to be higher today than it was yesterday, and we got 20 or 21 mile an hour yesterday. And they was talking about 30 to 40 this morning, but I just went out and got the mail, Dave, and it's not that bad right at the moment, but that anemometer's spinning like a gyroscope out there, though. But 22% humidity is, that would be a bad thing to have a fire today.
By a row of evergreens at one of the four-way stops, and it looked like... You ever see those trees that they, instead of picking the peaches off of them or the apples off of them, they connect a machine to it that just shakes them really hard and makes all the apples fall off? That's what it looked like those evergreens. They looked like they had a machine connected to them. They were just all over the place.
They are blowing out here so much, the crepe myrtles on the neighbor's property, that keeps setting off my security camera and taking pictures of nothing. I keep getting dinged on my phone, but, it works good. The other night, the UPS guy never come till about 8 o'clock, and I don't remember. What did he have that night, Bernice? At any rate, they get up here pretty late at times, and it lights it up like San Quentin out there. The solar light goes on, and then that one goes on, and it's about 6,000 degrees Kelvin. I think he thought he walked into a war zone.
Phosphorus? Like that white phosphorus thing they used to light up the war scene?
Never used it for that, Dave. White phosphorus would melt a hole in anything it touched, including people. We called it Willie Peter. We used pyrotechnic flares, and they weren't white phosphorus, though. To my knowledge, they weren't white phosphorus. And we could light up a whole ship at night with it, or a radar target that we was looking to take a picture of. But white phosphorus was a weapon sort of like napalm. It was really bad.
At the marking area, where I guess where they want it, you know, hammered or not, whichever the case may be, not to light it up. But, yeah, but I did see some pictures of it being deployed, and it did light up the area.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it would. Well, yeah, those forward air controllers, they call them FACs. They would, those OB-10s, and they even had some that were Super Cubs, and they would go down and mark the area. So I'm sure white phosphorus would have been a good thing to do that, but they also shot him in a shoulder-mounted weapon. I think they called it an M79. You'd have to talk to Chad or Bill or somebody like that that would know for sure. They look like a big-barrel shotgun, and they would shoot those things out there, and the wounds from it were horrid. They was like napalm.
We have the video of the javelins taking out a tank. It would seem to me like javelins would make tanks obsolete. Because who's going to spend $1 million, you know, $10 million on a tank or more, to only to have a $30,000 shoulder mount javelin totally demolished. I mean, those things, they'll never be used again. They're junk. They're junk metal now. Went from like a $10 million piece of equipment to junk metal with one shoulder mounted javelin. I would think who would want a tank going forward?
GR. Boy, I don't know, Dave. Not being Army, but you're quite correct. And they have, I think, two modes on them. And one of them, you'll go in and then climb real high and hit on the top, or the other one's a straight line mode. And they used to be fiber optic guided all the way to the target, but they don't even have that now. They're fire and forget. And now, I know our tanks have, I went to school with the guys on the M1 Abrams up in Erie, Pennsylvania years ago. And that was before they had this British technology, those slabs on the side, they're laminated slabs, and it's top secret what they're made out of. But they're reactive, and the Israelis have them on theirs. And as something's coming towards it, I guess, or hits it, it actually explodes in the outward direction in order to repel getting the tank crew. I didn't see that the Russians, they had some kind of reactive armor on their tanks. If you look at that, you'll see slabs all over it. But it sure wasn't working.
Well, I was thinking if it was too little too late. Because they showed pictures of the tanks after that hit, and it'd like be like a whole quarter of the tank just blew out, gone. You could walk up there where the tank used to be, in that area of the tank. Anyway, I'm at home, backing it in the driveway. Good talking to you. Stay cool. Stay warm. That's cool air. That air's cold with that 30-mile-an-hour burst. Anyway, good talking to you. Take care. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. It's too bad they don't have A-10s over there, that 30-millimeter cannon on the front had uranium-depleted projectiles, and they'd go inside of the cab of the tank and form a hot plasma, and they were real bad during the Iraq War. They killed a lot of tanks. See you later. I'm going to haul these cookies and eggs over to the neighbors, and you have a good day and say hello to Amy. 73W4DJWN0TR is clear.
KE5MID, KE5MID, W8SCI, W8SCI. KE8, KE5MID, KE5MID, this is Whiskey 8, Sierra Charlie India, W8SCI calling. W8SCI, clear the repeater. Thank you for the use.